or in Siman Tav Kuf Tesifal, the Mechaber says Shvud Shen Nirtzaf, if you have a spit which is used for roasting that gets bent, even though you're able to smooth it out, unbend it, straighten it out with your hand, Ein Misaknin, also you're not allowed to do it. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that the Mechaber doesn't differentiate, no matter how much it bent, it's going to be Aser, as he explains in the Ber Halacha from the Beis Yosef, that this is the opinion of the Rambam, who holds that Machshiri Ochel Nefesh is going to be Aser. As he paskins like the Rabbanan that we mentioned yesterday, that Machshiri Ochel Nefesh, those items which are used for making food, can't be fixed, even if they were unable to be fixed for Yontov. This is the opinion of the Rabbanan. But the Rama adds, V'davka sheyuchad litzos lo b'balo tika, and this is only if you could use it without fixing it, so then you're not allowed to fix it. Avlamino yuchad litzos b'lkach, v'nishbar b'yomtov, but if you can't really use it, and it broke on Yom Tov, Mutar L'Sakno, then you're allowed to fix it. Because he paskins like Rabbi Huda, who says that Machshir Yochel Nefesh, which were unable to be done before Yom Tov, are allowed to be done on Yom Tov. If it is able to be used without fixing it, so then fixing it is considered to be extra tircha. But if it's not able to use without fixing it, so then that's not considered to be extra tircha, as Machshir Yochel Nefesh is going to be Mutar if it was unable to be done before Yom Tov. But if it happened before Yom Tov and you could have fixed it, so then even Rabbi Huda agrees that you're not allowed to fix it. And the Magen Avraham writes in the name of the Maharil that if it broke on Yom Tov Rishon, then you're not allowed to fix it on Yom Tov Sheni, because it's considered to be like an Erev Yom Tov. Yom Rishon, the first day of Yom Tov, is like Erev Yom Tov of the second day, since we consider it to be Chol, Lagabe the other day. And the Mishnah Berurah also quotes the Bigdei Yesha, who says that if you didn't need the spit on Yom Tov Rishon, then the Rama would say you could fix it on Yom Tov Sheni when you need it. This is the opinion of the Rama. The Ber Halacha, however, quotes the Balamor and the Ran, who say that it could be that fixing this spit is considered to be making a new kli, and making a new kli is aser even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So even within Rabbi Yehuda, that Machshir Ochel Nefesh, which could not have been fixed before Yom Tov, as mutter to do on Yom Tov, that's only if you're fixing something, but if you're creating a new kli, then it's going to be a problem, and that's what the Balamor and the Ran say, that that straightening out the spit is creating a new kli, and therefore you would not be allowed to do so. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah and the Bar Halacha say, that one should not actually do this on Yom Tov. Even those who matar Machshir Yochel Nefesh would not allow tikkun kli gomer, creating an entirely new kli. The Rama continues, Ve'ein morin kein l'rabim. Even though this is the halacha, that Machshir Yochel Nefesh, that couldn't have been done before Yom Tov, was mutter to do on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to teach this to others. The Mishnah Berurah says that even to teach your Talmidim is going to be a problem, and even doing it in front of others is going to be a problem, because they will learn from you. There's a discussion, what about doing it in front of your family members? Is that okay or not? But for sure, telling other people this halacha is not okay. To teach the halacha to your students, b'derech limud, not b'derech psak, but rather b'derech limud, Rav Nissan Karelitz says, is going to be a mutter. The Rama continues, the reason you're not allowed to do so is shelo yavo l'sakein gam kein b'nishbar me'erev yom tov, because we're afraid that if we allow you to teach them about when it was unable to be done before Yom Tov, they might do it even when it was able to be done before Yom Tov. And so too, with all those things which could not have been done for Yom Tov, you're not allowed to teach anyone about. Vilna Gaon is quoted in the Ber Halacha saying that according to the Rambam, this is only true by a knife which gets damaged, so that because we're afraid that you might come to sharpen it. But by all other Machshir Yochel Nefesh, which could not have been done, you are allowed to teach about it. That is the opinion of the Ber Halacha, which is brought, and that's why the Mechaber doesn't bring down this Ein Morin Kein. So interesting, Aar of the Vilna Gaon, that even though the Mechaber himself says that Machshir Yochel Nefesh is going to be Aser, he also doesn't bring down this Halacha of Ein Morin Kein, because he might not hold of it, as the Vilna Gaon believes the Rambam does not hold Ein Morin Kein by Machshir Yochel Nefesh. If you have the spit which was too long, you're not allowed to cut it down. Once again, because it is tikkun kli, it is creating the new kli, which is the problem. You're not allowed to sharpen the knife with a knife sharpener. You can use wood or a rock or clay to do it. Once again, you can't teach others about it, so that they don't come to use a knife sharpener to sharpen. When is this true? When they are able to use it a little bit. But if you can't use a knife at all, then you can't use wood.